It breathes life like we can't know. And they completely miss it. They don't hear him. They don't listen. They don't listen because they don't want to listen. They don't listen, Jesus says, because you came for bread, and I'm not going to give you bread. I'll give you something better than bread. I'll give you me. Oh, really?
This meal, and they pack out the place, and I think, you know, in a couple hours, that's gone.
Yeah.
And we're there every Sunday. I'm thinking, we have something that would feed them. You feel life-giving, like this last one.
Mm-hmm.
It's ironic, really.
Yeah. Please, sure.
Over the summer on a fishing trip, yeah. I met a man just randomly and witnessed him.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked for a while about a lot of things. And as soon as I mentioned Jesus to him, he was done talking to me.
Mm.
He said, no. He said, I won't have any of that. He said, I'm done talking to you.
Wow.
I said, why? He said, when Jesus pays my bills, then I'll listen to him.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I never heard anybody say that.
That's an indicator, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly the perspective of the people that are there, you know. And it's C.S. Lewis says, and I think it's Weight of Glory, he says, we are far too easily satisfied. He says that we're like the children of a king who are content to play in the mud, not realizing the riches in the castle that are accessible and available to us. We are far too easily satisfied. And it's so true, like this. I mean, let's say Jesus did pay his bills, but he still doesn't have Christ. So what? Jesus says, what does it profit a man if he gains the entire world but loses his own soul? Like, what does that matter? What does that profit him? It profits him nothing. It gives him nothing. That's why sin is temporary pleasure that will eventually always lead you to death, because there's only one thing that brings life, and that's Christ. So if we're consuming something, let's consume Christ. Let's only consume Christ. And then see what it is that we become as we consume Christ. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing. All right, I want to skip down to number seven, to the seventh question. We're a little behind, so let's just keep pushing at that, because I want to bring it around to a point of application for us. All right, so we have four groups with a corporate word from each that they're hearing God say to new beginnings in light of this passage, in light of the experience that you read about with the disciples and the people here. Interesting, as we head into this, notice Jesus turns to the 12, and what does he say to them? Are you going to leave too? Do you want to go too? I mean, he is pushing. I mean, he is calling for a true, solid commitment to who he is and nothing less. Do you want to leave too? And what does Peter say? Where else would we go? You alone give us bread all the time. No. Right? You alone have the word of life. Yeah, you alone have the words of eternal life. What do you do with words? You listen to them. You listen to them. It is by listening to Christ that we consume Christ. Listening is the primary spiritual sense. It is the way that we're called to engage God. Peter doesn't say, where else could we go? Where else would we go? Like, we see God through you. No. We hear and we live. We hear and we live. It's that simple. Like, you are our center. Without you and your words, we have nothing. So listening to those words is paramount. So what is God saying to new beginnings? What words of eternal life is God saying to new beginnings through this passage in John chapter 6? Group Group one, start at the beginning. It's a good place to start. Colleen? Okay. To make Christ the center of our lives, and that will make Christ the center of our church. If we're centered on Christ, then as a corporate body, we'll be centered on Christ. Very good. Thank you. Mike, are you recording these? Can you? Cool. Good. Because we're going to look some for some themes in these things. Anything else, Colleen, that your group talked about as far as thinking about this in light of new beginnings? Yeah. Feel free. Anyone, feel free to speak up or add or clarify. Okay. Listen for the nudging.
Yeah, I confirm that too.
Mm-hmm. Listen. Okay. All right, thank you, group number one. Group number two?
We were still hashing it out, but what we had so far is listen to the Spirit and grow and share with others. And we were still trying to
Beautiful, beautiful. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. That's great. So sharing those things, like listening and then channeling. Very good. Group number three.
Justin.
Where's Justin? We lost Justin.
He's hiding the sound.
Is he? He's
like Saul hiding the luggage.
Ha, that's right. That's right. Come on down through the window, buddy. Got it. All right, so to do the will of God, to spend more time with God, to listen. So to stoke the connection, to strengthen the connection. Anything else, group three? Any other additions or anything? Okay. Yep.
Can you say that again, Chuck?
The more you spend time with him, the easier it is to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are 85 college bird calls in eastern Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So I had to chose to listen to the little audio cassette that teaches me what they're saying, and so I know what I'm listening to. So now I can go out in my backyard, and now I hear cardinals and tufted titmouse and a towhee and a phoebe, and I never knew what they were, but I sure do now.
That's cool. Yep, good stuff.
Right.
Good stuff, yeah. What's even cooler about God in this is that Jesus says in John 10, my sheep hear my voice. And what? Yeah. And they know it. Mm-hmm. And they follow it. That's right. A stranger's voice they will not hear. When God speaks to you, you know he's speaking. You know he's speaking. Now, like Luann just pointed out, other voices can become just as loud if you don't stoke that connection. But a Christian, a son of God, a child of God, has the inherent spiritual ability to hear God's voice and to know that it's God. That's always the question. Is this me or is this God? According to Jesus, you know when it's God.
See, and I think that, like, those birds have been calling for years. But I just...
You just didn't tune in.
Didn't tune in.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's very, 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 very true. But when we stoke the connection, when we strengthen the connection, like, that voice just becomes more and more prominent, more and more clear, and you begin seeing and hearing God in all kinds of places, in all kinds of amazing ways.
So I was working on the job today, and I went in to talk to the person, and the person said, I hear you talking, but I'm trying to get my hearing aids adjusted. I just got new ones, and I'm getting them adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we need to fine tune.
Yes.
My dad's hearing aids, he can't adjust them at all.
Hmm.
They adjust them for him by the computer.
Ah, no kidding.
Which is okay, it works fine.
Sure.
But there's hearing aids that you can adjust, and then they are pre-adjusted and preset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's spiritual applications to that.
Yeah, it's a great illustration. That's a great illustration. Yeah, good stuff. All right, group four.
That was our group. I don't know if they just agree with me because I'm suggesting this or not, but they seem to say okay. I'll preface this by saying when I was reading this, the one thing that jumped out to me is that Jesus was saying all these things in the synagogue, place of worship. That just jumped out at me, as that was the location where this was happening, in a place of worship. So this is what we came up with. God's calling new beginnings to be like Jesus, receiving and listening from the Father, in a place of worship, and speak words that are spirit and life.
Hmm. That's good stuff, Mike. Say it again.
We're to be like Jesus, who is receiving from the Father in the place of worship, and then would speak words that were spirit and life.
All right. So run down from your recording again the four major themes. Now let's all listen, like we're listening for God's voice in this, right? We're listening for what it is that God is bringing to the surface, what it is that we are commonly discerning, and we're asking God to speak and believing that he is speaking. At this point, he's speaking to us through John 6.